Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. We've meditated on how bad friends ruin good character, and how a virtuous friend helps you grow in virtue. But there is a balancing point. God also allows different people, let's call them difficult people, into our life also to help us grow in virtue. There's a fascinating vignette in the life of King David. It's when he's on the run, fleeing for his life from his own kingdom, from his own wicked son. And while he's on the bitter journey, leaving Jerusalem, a local man named Shimei from the tribe of Benjamin comes and starts throwing stones at David and cursing him. Now, Shimei was a relative of the previous king, King Saul, and was accusing David of crimes against the previous royal family. Now, it's never nice to have a crazy person pop out of nowhere and start throwing rocks and curses at you, especially for a situation where you did nothing wrong, and especially when you're running for your life, being pursued by your own flesh and blood. And then one of David's generals turned to him and said, David, would you please give me permission to ride over there and lop off that guy's head? David's response is amazing. Leave him alone, he said. Let him curse. It may be that the Lord will look upon my misery and restore me to his covenant blessing. In other words, David knew that accepting someone else's unfairness, someone else's annoying irrationality, that accepting that might actually be the path to salvation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. In this story, the crazy little Benjamite was angry at David over a situation in which David was actually totally innocent. In the case of King Saul, David had done everything right. He had been a faithful servant to Saul. He'd been incredibly loyal to him, even after Saul had turned on him for no reason. David refused to kill Saul when he had the chance, when Saul was hunting him down unjustly, and David was even unwilling to take the throne, even though God had promised it to him since he was 10 years old. But even though David was innocent when it came to Saul, he knew he wasn't innocent in a lot of other areas. He wasn't innocent when it came to committing adultery with Bathsheba. He wasn't innocent when it came to her husband Uriah, whom he had murdered. And he wasn't even innocent with his own kids. In fact, he handled things very badly with his sons Amnon and Absalom. And David realized something that we should all be super careful never to forget. Even if people are mean to you or annoy you or unjust to you in ways you don't deserve, God can use them to purify you for sins where you deserve a lot worse. David didn't deserve to have rocks thrown at him over Saul. But he deserved a lot worse than rocks when it came to Bathsheba and Uriah. So, if there's a person in your life who treats you unfairly or gets on your nerves, remember this. God may have put this person in your life so that you can be purified in a much kinder way than you deserve. And if you push them out of your life, you may be inviting a far harsher purification as an alternative. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. David knew that other people's vices can be the opportunities for our growth in virtue. Shimei's curses and stone throwing could be the opportunity for David to develop the virtues of patience and mercy. That's a fundamental truth in our dealing with other people. Their failings are the opportunity for our growth. If someone else is rude, it's the opportunity for you to develop a thick skin. If someone else is lazy, it's the opportunity for you to be more industrious to make up for it. And if someone else is really boring, it's an opportunity for you to learn how to focus and take interest and notice things in a way you wouldn't normally. If someone is too messy, it's an opportunity for you to let go of your obsession with tidiness. That's true in marriage. That's true with roommates. That's true in the workplace. And it's true in friendship. Other people's defects is one of the primary means God uses to cultivate and develop our souls. But you have to be willing to see it that way. Like David was. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail O Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. To get the spiritual benefits of being around difficult people, you have to resist the urge to just cut them out of your life altogether. That's what David's general wanted to do with Shimei. Why should I not cut off the head of this dead dog? He said. Yes, why not? Why not cut aggravating people permanently out of your life? Well, for two reasons. One, if you cut everyone who is annoying and unfair out of your life, you'll be forced eventually to cut everyone out of your life because everybody is aggravating. Everyone is sometimes selfish, unfair, or just annoying. Especially you, by the way. And as it happens, the only way you can be cured of being selfish, unfair, and annoying is by not cutting those who aggravate you out of your life. David saw the presence of Shimei as a manifestation of God's will for him. Do you realize that the presence of difficult people in your life is, and pay attention very clearly, a manifestation of God's will, of God's offer of mercy and healing to you? But if you throw away the remedy, how shall you be healed? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed us that he's a fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Don't cut difficult people out of your life. Their vices, their unpleasant qualities, are precisely what you need to be purified from your own vices and weaknesses. But more than that, as your vices and weaknesses are purified, and as you continue to spend time with people you don't naturally enjoy, it's very common for something amazing to happen. You come to see their goodness, and you wonder how you could have missed it before. And that is really God's ultimate blessing. The ability to get past other people's faults and see their goodness. And when you can name that goodness in the other person and name it truly, despite whatever genuine problems you and the other person still suffer from, when you can name the goodness you didn't see before, then, like David, you will have been blessed by the presence of those who started out feeling like just a pain in the neck. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation?
Well, it's a very pertinent topic. It kind of reminds me of a conversation I was recently having with some friends that I think is really indicative of where we're at right now, which is their response to looking around at everyone in their life was, they should divorce, they should divorce, they should divorce, they shouldn't be together, they shouldn't be friends, they should cut this person off. Always felt like the end of every conversation. And my heart just kind of got heavier and heavier because it's this feeling that if people don't, no matter what's wrong, you should just cut people off. And
like that's the default?
Like it's the default, but it just sets this impossible expectation for, and these were normal relationships. These were normal people. And they would just say, it's because this was hard, because like, I just don't see, I mean, obviously we don't see behind closed doors, but it made me realize this is the other side of the coin when I talk about one of the most unfortunate things is when you talk to homeless people, they talk about all the people who have cut them off.
Yes.
And that's how, that is one of the direct means to, it's not just that you run out of money, it's you run out of contacts, you run out of support, you run out of people, you run out of caretakers, you run out of people that love you. And that is the worst case scenario. But on the flip side of that, you also have to remember that unfortunately, one of the ways we get there is by cutting other people off. And eventually that low day does come for you and you've cut off all the people that can support you. And I'm not saying this is going to 100% of the time end in homelessness and poverty. I just mean that when I look at that kind of perspective, it's why I think we're so isolated right now, where if you're constantly judging others and cutting people off, you constantly feel judged and cut off, and you lose, I mean, everything, your identity, your self-worth. I've felt that, I've done that, and it's horrendous because what we're doing is we're burning our life raft.
Yes. So what you're saying is our God-given small community is our life raft.
Even if it's not perfect.
Because it'll never be perfect.
It's a life raft. It's not a boat.
Yeah, it's not the destination. It's the life raft mm-hmm. to get you to the destination. That's so well stated. I mean, that's the crux of, I would say, our whole effort right now with School of Faith is that everybody needs a life raft. Everybody needs an ark. Mm-hmm. And that ark is your small group of family and friends that you're committed to share life. And guess what? Everybody in that group is going to be difficult, including you. But it's your ark, your life raft. You need each other.
I can't describe the amount of times I've, through, say, the last 15 years of my life, I've had different relationships that I wanted to cut off or end because of small grievances that have been completely ironed out. I think one of my friends from high school, later in our friendship, she said, "Yeah, when I first met you, I hated your guts." And I was like, "Why?" She's like, "I don't know, I just looked at you. And I just hated you." And I was just kind of astonished. I was like, "I never said a word to you." And she's like, "There's just something about you." But I'm really glad that that relationship turned into a great friendship later in life. I'm really glad that someone moved past that and gave me a chance, because I need to do that more often. I hope there's always someone else to give me a chance, because I can't be perfect all the time. And I'm certainly not going to be perfect without support.
Yeah. Well, the fact is, by our choices, our family, our long-term relationships. We have this small group of people that God wants to use them and us to help each other grow in virtue. We need each other. We've got to cultivate this group. This is our ark, our life raft.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.